It was a thriller all the way down to the end, with back and forth action between AHSCW and Logan Magnolia, as the Panthers took a 62-57 victory over the Vikings. That marked the ninth straight loss for the Vikings in another two-score game. Both the first and second quarter finish off tied, with a 17-17 first quarter and a 32-all second quarter. Logan Magnolia pulled away with a 19-point third quarter, as they led 51-43 leading into the fourth quarter of action. HSDW pulled their way back in the game, but could knock down a shot within the last 34 seconds of the competition. Logan Magnolia was led by the player of the game, Evan Roden, with 17 points in the night, 11 of which came in the second half of action. Wes Vanna also had an impressive performance defensively and offensively, with 16 points to finish off the night. Coming up behind him was Ashton Putzlick with 9 points, while Jason Castor put down 8. Brody Davis finished off the night in scoring with 2 points. HSEW was led on the night by Camden Sookup, as he put down 13 points in the second half, with a total of 19 points in the night. Colin Hutter had balanced scoring with 14 points, while Luke Sternberg also had 10 points alongside Harder. Sophomore Drew Lee knocked down some crucial shots in the first half, as he didn't score in the second, finishing with 8 points. Last but not least were Nick Denning and Kaden Jorgensen with 4 points each. The Vikings are now 15-7 in the series against Logan Magnolia, while they fall to a 3-11 record and 3-9 in the Western Iowa Conference. Logan Magnolia moves up to a 7-10 record on the season, while sitting at 4-8 in the Western Iowa Conference. HSEW returns to action today when they take on number 5 Underwood at 4:30 p.m. I'm Zach Collins, reporting.